Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text on which today's sermon is based is from the Gospel reading, Mark chapter 9, verses 22 to 24. The boy's father said to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help me in my unbelief." This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, what happens to faith when things go wrong in life? What happens to faith when things go wrong in life, when you run into trouble or struggle or suffering? Usually we Christians like to talk about how when things go wrong, faith increases. When difficulties arise, faith becomes stronger and deeper in the face of disappointment or fear or tragedy. 20 years ago, right after 9/11, you remember, there was a surge in church attendance all across the country. People who never went to church before, they started going to church again. People who formerly never prayed, they were now praying. People who never gave God a second thought, they were now openly discussing theological topics. In the face of crisis and suffering and uncertainty, faith became stronger. This is a common experience when things go wrong. There's that person whose children leave home and now they no longer speak to him. And because of that tragedy, because he is so disappointed, he turns to God. He never came to church before, but now he's coming to church. Or there's that person who never takes time to pray, never reads her Bible, but now the doctor just told her something that she didn't want to hear. Suddenly she's praying every day. Her faith, which had been somewhat neglected, is now revived and strengthened and brought to the forefront. Her faith was strengthened through the experience of suffering. That's good. That's good. But there's another side to this that we Christians tend not to talk about so much, which is that the experience of suffering does not always make faith stronger. It doesn't always make faith stronger. For some people, suffering does the opposite. It causes their faith to weaken. So again, 20 years ago, 9/11, a great many people at that time said that the cause of 9/11 was religion. It was religion that motivated the terrorists. So the answer, many people said, was to reject religion altogether. Reject God. In the face of crisis and suffering and uncertainty, in their case, faith did not become stronger. It was abandoned. This also is a common experience when things go wrong in life. There is that person whose family experiences some huge, ugly dispute, and now this guy is angry not only at his family, but also at God and at the world, and he refuses to come to church ever again. His faith weakens on account of that difficulty. Or there's that other person, she used to read her Bible every day, but she got sick and the diagnosis is not good, and she doesn't see the point in trusting in God anymore, not if God is going to let stuff like this happen. And now her Bible sits unopened and unread. Sometimes faith weakens in the face of suffering. Depending on the situation, depending on the person, trouble, whatever it might be, can cause faith to become stronger, or trouble can cause faith to falter and weaken. This is what we're seeing go on today in the gospel reading from Mark. Sometimes in the face of suffering, faith gets stronger, but sometimes it gets weaker. But the thing to remember through all of this is that Jesus comes not only for the strong in faith, but also for those who are weak and walking away. So you think about this father in Mark chapter 9, and he's truly been taken through the ringer. At first, his heart is filled with hope. He has brought his child, his boy, to the disciples for healing. His boy is afflicted with an evil spirit, and the disciples had healed others with this same condition, and so the father's thinking that they will be able to do the same for his son, but they couldn't. And then, to make matters worse, the religious leaders began to argue over whether casting out evil spirits is even allowed. When is it okay to do such a thing? And where and by whom? Meanwhile, the man's son is still not healed, and he is suffering. This whole experience does not strengthen the man's faith. It weakens it. His faith is faltering. So then they bring this child before Jesus. The evil spirit that has control of the child throws him to the ground. His son rolls at Jesus' feet, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asks, "How long has this been happening?" And the father tells the whole story. For years, his son has been tormented by this spirit. Sometimes the spirit tries to drown him or burn him. Always the spirit seeks to kill him. The evil spirit has taken the joy of childhood and replaced it with suffering. The joy of fatherhood and replaced it with fear. And the power of faith now seems foolish. So the father reaches down deep in his heart. He brings out his very last plea. He says to Jesus, "If you are able, have compassion on us and help us." And right there, Jesus is troubled by something even more than the evil spirit. Jesus is troubled by the fact that this father's faith is weakening. Weakening. So before Jesus does anything for the son, he speaks with tough love to the father. He says, "If you can, if..." He wants the father to hear the doubt in that statement. If you can, Jesus brings the father face to face with his faith, which is failing. But the beauty of grace in this story is how Jesus holds on to people who are letting go. The father believes, but then he doesn't believe. He tries, but he's kind of given up on trying. He holds on, but he's letting go. You can hear him when he says it. He says, "Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief." With those words, this father brings all of our weakness and stumbling, all of our doubting and grumbling, all of our reticence and running, and sets it before Jesus. And Jesus, when he is face to face with our ugliness, brings us face to face with his beautiful grace. Jesus is a Savior who has come to save. And he has come to save not just people of strong faith. He didn't come just for those Christians that have it all together and all figured out and all the answers. He came also for people of weak faith as well. The prophet Isaiah had foretold this when he spoke of a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, a weak faith he will not deny. Jesus has come to die for all people, those who are strong in faith and those who are weak in faith. When Jesus dies on the cross, he dies for all so that all are forgiven. Jesus holds on to people even as they're letting go. Faith is a relationship with the one who is strong enough to save. It is not about how tightly you hold on to Jesus. Because if it is, then you're putting your trust in your own strength. Trust rather in how tightly Jesus holds on to you. And as Jesus tells his disciples in John, all that the Father has given him, he will save. No one will be able to snatch them out of his hand. John 10, verse 28. So today we can be honest about our struggles in faith because Jesus has come with his all-powerful grace. What is it that has you struggling these days? What is it that has you suffering? Is your health failing you? Are you having trouble finding meaning or purpose in life? Do you have doubts about God? Are you lonely? Are you guilty? And these things that you're struggling with, are they making your faith stronger? Or is your faith perhaps beginning to waver? Do you stand before God today in the midst of your trouble and you're saying, Lord, I believe, or are you saying, Lord, help me in my unbelief? Or are you saying both? Either way, the scriptures point you to the same thing, the same truth, the same Savior, Jesus, and his unfailing love and mercy for you. He died on the cross for you, both for you with strong faith and for you with weak faith. He rose again from the grave and he gives you his victory over sin and death and hell. Notice that it isn't your victory that you count on, that you trust in, that you have faith in, but his victory for you. So even when you're down and out and had it and done, you are still victorious in Christ. You are still his beloved child. You are still forgiven and set free and dearly loved. Because no matter what else happens, no matter what goes right or wrong or good or bad, Jesus has already won the victory for you, which means that nothing, nothing in all creation can separate you from God's love that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.